theology is in a category above all other fields of knowledge. Anything else that one could learn and know, theology surpasses them all. And here's what he says. He says, why? Well, because of the certainty of its principles. For the sole and proper principle of theology is the Word of God. Nothing in heaven or on earth is more sure than that. Indeed, it is more sure than heaven and earth. The other disciplines' principles are reason and experience, what you and I might call, you know, scientific method and observation. The light of nature, says Gerhard, and experience, which is not only of inferior grade, but also of inferior certainty than the light of Scripture and grace. And I think this is something that we should argue for and defend today. People just aren't used to thinking of theology and Bible teaching in this way. I serve at a small Lutheran chapel here, dwarfed by large university buildings, with engineering building at CU Boulder and earth sciences building. People think that these things are real and knowably true. There's no large theology building because people don't see theology as real the way they think that engineering is real. But Gerhard insists otherwise. He reminds us that all other fields of knowledge depend on man, our reasoning, our observations, our tests and methods, and so on. What we call scientific consensus, it's always changing. It's a moving target. It'll be different tomorrow and in 10 years. But theology's source and basis is the written Word of God, the Scriptures, which, as Jesus says, cannot be broken. In this sense, theology and Christian teaching is more real than geology or biology. Medical science will change tomorrow, but God's word will endure.